In what he billed as a historic announcement about autism in the U.S., President Trump, flanked by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and CDC Director Mehmet Oz, linking Tylenol taken during pregnancy to a higher risk of autism. It's a link many medical experts say is unproven.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, which is basically commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism.
RFK Jr. also announcing a reinvigorated research arm into the cause of autism. KYW's Vic Raghupathy speaking to an expert in autism researcher at Penn, who says the White House doesn't have sufficient proof to support its claims.
At a Monday afternoon press conference billed as a historic medical announcement, President Trump referred to rising cases of autism spectrum disorder as an alarming public health development. But many medical experts dispute his assertion that use of acetaminophen, or Tylenol, during pregnancy is a major contributing factor to autism in newborns. Penn professor of psychiatry David Mandel says the White House is relying on decade-old studies, and researchers have since found it's hard to separate the effects of acetaminophen from the reasons women take them in the first place.
Women who experience pain and major headaches during pregnancy are more likely to have children with neurodevelopmental delay. Fevers, especially in the second and third trimesters, can increase risk for having a child with neurodevelopmental delay.
Mandel says scientists are still figuring out what causes autism, but much of it has to do with how genes interact. And Dr. Mandel adds it's illogical to pin rising autism rates to acetaminophen usage because they haven't seen the same uptick.
Rates of women taking Tylenol have stayed the same or gone down for decades, so it would be hard to blame Tylenol for those rising rates.
While Mandel says evidence doesn't suggest reasonable Tylenol dosage causes autism, he adds pregnant women should consult their doctor for the best ways to handle pain, fever, and inflammation. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.